This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This is The Rich Eisen Show. Woo-hoo! Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hey, speaking of things that people might be sick and tired of talking about, Shador Sanders.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Mel Kiper is furious he's not the next pope.
Who will be the first member of our media world saying that he doesn't get it because he's wearing his dollar sign gear into the facility?
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Rams linebacker Jared Verse. Coming up, comedian David Spade. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Last time I saw David Spade was in Indianapolis, Indiana, when he reached out, hey, I'm in town. Is there something going on in the Lucas Oil Stadium?
Right.
It's called the Combine. You want to come? Sure. And he walked up in the booth with me and Daniel Jeremiah.
That was awesome.
So there's that. He just walked in the building, so we'll get to him in short order. And then Suze is here as well, as we're going to play the feud. Do we have that graphic? We can throw that up there if you don't mind as well. Smitch made it out, calling it Harder Knocks Celebrity Family Feud. It's our training camp. It's our training camp. So if you could play the ding and then I guess the sprinklers. It's our training camp. Harder Knocks Celebrity Family Feud of us going through the paces. Del Tufo not being here yesterday. Love it. Was a much smoother operation.
A little
and,
bit.
So we've got that going for us. Getting ready for next week. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the program. So didn't bring this up with Tom Pelissero in hour number one, but there is a free agent of note still sitting out there. There's a lot of free agents. ATC, as they call it, at the crib. Terrell Davis is the first one who ever used that analogy, an acronym, pardon me. I'd never heard it before.
It's good.
ATC, at the crib. And there's somebody at the crib. His name is Nick Chubb. And Nick came back last year, and he had a couple of flashes of old Nick Chubb for the Cleveland Browns. And so I know tons of Browns fans are hoping that Nick comes back, that they want him to be a Brown for life. And Andrew Berry, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, was asked about it on, I believe, as a local radio station. He was asked about 92.3 The Fan. Is that what it is? 92.3 The Fan. About Nick Chubb's return.
Have you talked to Nick Chubb recently?
Certainly kept in contact with him and his reps, leading into the draft. So depending on what you say recently, yes. But, we haven't really necessarily been in strong communication after the draft.
So you can't rule anything out with him coming back?
I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would say that it's probably increasingly unlikely.
Increasingly unlikely.
All right, bummer.
Well, this is what happens when you draft Quinshon Judkins in the second round. I mean, if you need to be physical at any point on the field or need someone to smash once you're in the red zone, that kid can do it. I could personally attest. So could anybody that stood in front of him in the college football playoffs. And you got Jerome Ford. You got Quinshon Judkins. You know, he's not – Nick, you're not hiring Nick Chubb to be your third string running back. He's just not. Mm-hmm. So it does appear that Nick Chubb will end up having to move on somewhere.
29 years old.
And that's the magic number. But you got to think he's going to be able to give you more Nick Chubb seasons, right? Don't you think?
I kind of think so. I the workout videos this offseason, he looks explosive. He's, you know, he's always been a big gym squat guy, but what, with 600 pounds, and he's doing the box jumps and everything. He looks amazing. Why wouldn't Dallas call him, for example?
Well,
or
interesting,
Pittsburgh.
Interesting that you would say that, Chris, because I've got a top five list.
Oh, no way.
Stop you there before you start cannibalizing what I'm about to do.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. That's what happens when there's a lack of communication. Top five possible landing spots for Nick Chubb presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Okay, everybody. Here are my top five possible landing spots for Nick Chubb presented by Hyundai. Number five on the list is off the board. That's the old, back in the day, a game show phrase of Joker's Wild. When you go off the board or you don't like your spin and you say you want to go off the board and figure something else out.
Okay.
So I'm going off the board here. They're all about speed. That's all they're about. They're all about outrunning you. They're all about their angles in their running game. They're all about guys who are so fast that when you can't figure out the angles, they're out the gate and see you later. But at some point, certainly if you're playing in the cold weather, which appears to be a problem for this team every single time they take the field and the temperature is less than 50 degrees, and we all talk about it in the media, and we all know at some point the division in which they play, if they don't win it, you're a wild card team on the road. Obviously, you're not going to want to be a wild card team in a freezer like they were in Kansas City. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins here.
Yep.
I mean, why not take a flyer here? They're all about speed, being fast. Why not some OG who can just hit you in the mouth sometimes? Put him behind Alec Ingold. And go. I mean, they have Alexander Mattison as their third stringer right now. So I know I'm threatening people's jobs when I say this sort of thing. But if I'm the Dolphins, I'm like, maybe. But again, I don't. This is their system. Is they want speed. They want somebody who runs a sub 4:40, hitting an angle that only Mike McDaniel could conjure up in the run game, and that's the end of it.
I like it.
Number four on this list, everybody talks about, what, Knuckles and Sonic and Knuckles, Thunder and Lightning. I know the Bears have Rashawn Johnson, but if you're the Bears, why not knock on the door and say, hey, Ben Johnson did this in Detroit with multiple running backs. What about the Chicago Bears? Nick Chubb, let's take him to Chicago. And Ben Johnson is always the type of guy that just keeps on running the ball. You know, you got DeAndre Swift, Roshan Johnson, and maybe you want to add Nick Chubb to the equation. Just throwing that out there. Number three on this list, you look at their depth chart, and again, the coach knows this team inside and out. He's one of those types of offensive-minded guys. But And they just drafted a kid in the draft, 60th overall, second round pick, so they might not be too keen on it. That kid's name is R.J. Harvey, behind Jaleel McLaughlin in front of Audric Estime. Why not see if the Denver Broncos can hire Nick Chubb? Maybe you add him to this mix here. And maybe inside the 20, you start pounding. Maybe is that what Nick Chubb can do for you, is inside the 20s? Or if somebody else gets banged up, he can be a guy who can be either you're inside the 20 guys, and if you need more carries, he can give you 20.
Yep.
Number two on this list, you just named it, Chris. Why not keep him in the AFC North? Why not have the Pittsburgh Steelers go and get Nick Chubb and just stick it to the Cleveland Browns twice a year with this guy? Jalen Warren is the new lead back there, and I'm sure he's sitting here thinking, finally, I'm going to get to show what I can do with a bell cow. They just drafted Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, and they hired Kenneth Gainwell from Philadelphia, and they've got Cordero Patterson. But Nick Chubb being added to the mix, that's like Steeler football, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Snow coming down. Didn't we have that photograph of him doing it against the Steelers?
Sure.
In the snow?
Yeah.
There it is. Imagine switching the jerseys here. You know what I mean? That's Nick Chubb. Number one on the list. I just seem like it's every year I say this. When are you going to get this running back? When are you going to get that running back, Jerry Jones? It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Dallas Cowboys. TJ?
I literally didn't even think about Chris. I just did the Alonzo gift.
Yeah, you're like,
I looked at the cat went,
nah. Yep, you did the Alonzo.
Yeah, I just did. Didn't think about it.
I mean, as long as you're taking somebody else's running backs. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders. Who better to teach Jadon Blue the ropes?
Delicious. Seriously.
Yeah. Maybe Nick Chubb's favorite is Squirrel as well.
Hey, I'm all for it, by the way. I like Nick Chubb.
I mean, hey, Dallas, we didn't get Derrick Henry when he's 30. We'll get 29-year-old Nick Chubb.
I mean, not
let's go.
Not a fair
inside
comparison,
the 20s,
not
inside
too far
the
20s.
Listen, I don't mind it. I think
we need one more.
Sure. Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
And give me the drop I like. You know, I mean.
Yeah, one more. I did not know this.
I did not know this.
It's like C-3PO.
These are not the ones you're looking for.
Maybe the Browns just say, screw it. Let's get him back.
I don't think that's going to happen, though, based upon what I've just been reading.
It's a good idea.
They just drafted a kid. There's a reason why. I mean, do me a favor. Play the Andrew Berry soundbite one more time. And let me interpret for you again what you're about to hear. You're hearing a general manager who wants to be extremely respectful and basically is saying, we drafted a kid. We didn't talk to him. We talked to him before the draft. And maybe me, not even with him. I talked to his agent. I was texting him a little bit here and there. How you doing? What's up? But the minute we got Quinshon Judkins, the door closed.
Yeah.
Listen. Oh, you want to play that one more time?
Have you talked to Nick Chubb recently?
Certainly kept in contact with him and his reps, leading into the draft. So depending on what you say recently, yes. But, you know, we haven't really necessarily been in strong communication after the draft.
So you can't rule anything out with him coming back?
I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would say that it's probably increasingly unlikely.
Yeah, did I interpret it right? That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I know what Nick Chubb means to us, what yep. we feel about him, and what you feel, the fans, about him, but we drafted a kid. We were talking to him going up to the draft to see how he's doing, and then once we drafted the kid, he won't, of course, say we're done with him. Why would he ever say that? But if somebody gets hurt, will they call Nick Chubb if he's sitting at home? Of course. The same way that they called Flacco, you know,
yep.
when they needed a quarterback. Stay by your phone. We may need you. To use an AFC North phrase. You know what I mean?
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
You know?
I mean, the Steeler thing kind of makes sense as a way just to, you know, kind of stick it to the Browns and that.
But it's also useful, and that's the type of football that Mike T likes to play.
Why not? Smash mouth.
All right, David Spade is here. In advance of David Spade Dandelion, which is available for streaming exclusively on Prime Video right here on Roku. David Spade, come on out. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union. It's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, Dandelion.
Dandelion. Spade. Amazon Prime,
Amazon
guys.
Amazon Prime Video. Yes, sir. That's your fourth comedy special, huh?
It is. You know, I did the... I don't know what it's called in comedy. I did a Netflix, an HBO, a Comedy Central, and an Amazon.
It's the trip. It's a Grand Slam.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think it is. Or is it an EGOT?
It's EGOT.
It's an EGOT, like that. And not enough people are sort of... hyped up about that, but it is something. It's really nothing, but I'm trying to make it into something.
Well, we're narrative drivers here. If that's the narrative you want to drive home, that's,
you know,
impressive.
That bit that you were laughing so hard, people couldn't tell, but it was funny. It was me in the ocean. Yes. I was talking about, I'll just tell you the rest of it just because everyone's listening, some of them.
Sure.
And it was about how in the ocean, it's scary. Now, when I was younger, I wasn't really that afraid of it.
Yes, David Spade.
But now, and then I say, I was talking about how billionaires, remember when the little sub went to the Titanic?
Yes, it didn't go well for him.
No, it was, and sometimes I miss that crazy little sub. I think about it. Because it looked like fun at the beginning. I mean, the ending went a little sideways on him, but and it was very sad. But I remember that, first of all, billionaires, what are you doing? Why they want to go to the bottom of the ocean or Mars? What's wrong with the surface of the planet? I'm rich. I find things to do right here. I go to Cheesecake Factory. I walk around. I go to the Grove. But you can keep busy. And then also, the sub was as big as this desk. Did you see it?
Yeah, it wasn't
big. I'm not
big.
Kidding. I wouldn't do a TikTok in that. It's, you have to sit cross-legged like you're on Southwest. You can't stand up. And then you're floating in pitch black, one window like this.
Yes.
And then I looked on Instagram. I go, they're going pretty deep. And they go, do you understand how deep it is? Here's a chart. Here's how big you are in the ocean. It's deeper. Here's the Eiffel Tower. Here's 5 Statue of Liberties. Here's where sharks get a headache. I'm like, all right. I get it. It's deep. And they have a cartoon shark like this. Yeah. And then also imploding.
Yeah, it's a big...
Not the way to go.
No. You don't want to be on anything that can implode.
I mean, maybe it's quick.
Yeah.
But I don't want the last 5 seconds of my life to be like, do you hear popcorn? You know what I mean? I don't. Just because you're looking for trouble. There's another guy that wants, he's rich, wants to go again. Let's give another try. What are you doing?
I see you playing the odds? Is that what it
I
is?
Know. I don't know. The odds are 0 for 1 right now. And who's clamoring to get on that trip?
I would never do it.
I wouldn't even do that space one with the women went on.
Yeah, but and it was like, what was it, like 2 minutes? You're up there. You're
that it was
did, looked like they did the horror.
Fairness, a little overhyped.
Then it came boom right back down.
The training, the seriousness of it. Yes. It was. I was in the Concorde. It was probably more than what they did.
Oh my God!
You in the Concorde?
I do.
Deej. It was like this. Deej.
Did you feel like you were weightless out there at any point in time, or no?
The Concorde is interesting. It was to go to the premiere of Tommy Boy in wherever it was, England, you know.
Okay.
And so we had to fly over. Chris went separately. He wanted to go to Ireland. I went. It was like a coach seats on this rocket ship. It was pretty cool, though. And we went in 3 hours, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what, did Spade, Farley didn't want to go on it? Is that what you're saying?
Spade
no.
Went on it.
No, you did.
Farley yes. Went with his mom to Ireland because he wanted to take her there because he's really like fake Irish. He's like, and so he went to Ireland and he bought a shillelagh. And then he brought it. And then, by the way, the sad part was we thought we were famous in England. It was the saddest. It was so embarrassing that we were like, oh my God, we're, you know. By the way, we've been on SNL like 3 years. No one even knew who we were here.
Yeah.
Then we go over there, we're like, what are we going to do? Like, we're the Beatles, you know. And it was, and then we had like shades and hats. We're like, let's just try to go to Piccadilly Town or whatever. Let's just walk around. And then no one cared. And then the shades came off.
Mm.
And the hat came off. Still nothing. Then we went and ate at Planet Hollywood, I think, for dinner. We were trying to find some way to get recognized.
Oh my God.
Brutal.
When did you first meet Farley? When did that happen? Was it at SNL or no?
It was on the way to SNL. It was on. I had seen maybe a clip from his audition or something.
Yeah.
But I just heard about him. We were all at this hotel, staying, Omni, Berkshire or something. And then the first day of work, it's like first day of school.
Yeah.
I saw him in the lobby, and I go, "You want to walk over?" And we walked over, and we was our, you know, he was his first day. I'd been there for 4 shows, but we came back after summer. We walked over. We had a blast. So we sort of just, nice dude, gravitated toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to the ATM and he goes, yeah, I got to take out money. And then he took out 20, right?
820?
Yeah. And then we go to dinner and he goes, I have to go to the ATM. I go, I'm going to stop you there. Can you take out 200? Because do you see the pattern? We're going to keep going to the ATM. But Rob Lowe was out here and he was telling some shenanigans about it. But I think he got a little wrong.
Okay, because he did say that there was a fight.
Yeah.
Between you and Farley over Rob, that there was some jealousy going on. You said that?
That's 80%. That's close.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get the other 20?
I mean, listen, we all have our memories of whatever, but I think it was about Rob, that's for sure.
So that's the 80% of it? Yeah. That's right? Okay.
It was
so what happened? So
well, we flew in. The quick story, I don't want to waste all that. But
this is not a waste of time.
Farley was sick on the plane, and he goes, I have the flu. I'm going to lay down. And I go, all right. And we had a 6 a.m. call, so we fly in. Don't disturb me. I'm going to bed. I go, I don't care. Go to bed. You know, I'll see you tomorrow in 5 seconds. You know, like, I see you all the time. So he goes to bed. Rob Lowe flies in, and he goes, hey, do you want to meet down in the lobby and have a beer? Should we get Farley? I go, no, he's sick. So the next day in makeup, he's staring at me in the mirror like this.
Farley?
I go, hey, man. He goes, okay. How's Rob Lowe? How's Rob Lowe? I'm like, I know this look. It's not good. I go, I don't know. Is he here? I don't know. You tell me. Where is he? He's your boyfriend. I go, oh boy. I knew. I just go, oh no, I hit a switch that I don't like to hit on this guy. And so then we kind of got in a scuffle on this set. But
do you mean you got in a scuffle?
Well, we kind of got in a push fight. And but it all ended nicely. And we had a threesome. I think that was someone else's idea. Let's just get it out of our system. and then we'll all go our separate ways.
So where's the 20% that was wrong? Because Rob said that
you guess it was 100% right. I remember listening to, it was a tuna sandwich, not a turkey sandwich.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got it. Because, you know, he did say that the two of you got into a fight being jealous over
really
Rob.
He's really pointing it that way.
But the difference is that you weren't like fighting over Rob's attention, is that you said he's asleep, let's not bother me.
Yeah,
sick.
It was sort of a mixed, you know, it was sort of miscom.
I got it.
So it was not really on purpose, but, you know, everyone's tired and everyone's like, you know, you're 1 second away from getting an argument with anyone at all times. But anyway, that's all good.
It's all good. We love Farley stories.
By the way,
we're
next to the airport. Did you know this?
Yes.
By the way, I'm not supposed to say anything.
What do you mean?
Are you pitching this like it's in Beverly Hills or something? Because this is like a rough neighborhood.
We are proud El Segundo residents here.
Because I got my coffee. They sent me to air traffic control to get coffee. I go, is it right there? I got to go to ATC to use the bathroom. I go, but it's right up those stairs. So I go, are we going to the airport? And then they go, no, it's, you know, listen, they have it there.
Yeah, no, we actually have sent people after their appearance. I think Will Forte went to the airport, right?
Right, just walked over.
Yeah, he just...
He's close to a gate. There's a gate close.
Yes.
I remember because I've been on the road doing this tour, and we got on this flight. We were on the Newark. What's the one that's not working right now?
Newark, yeah.
So I'm on that lingo of the tour, and I have to just make a quick pop over to Boston. And we get on, and we're sitting there rotting on the runway. You ever been in this situation, just sitting there, and no one's saying anything? Then he goes, appreciate your patience, folks. I really don't know what's going on. We're not pushing off yet. We're just kind of rotting. We'll see what's going on. We're just sort of in a holding pattern, as that goes. And we'll get back to you with some info. So it's literally nothing. He says nothing. Then 20 minutes, I'm like, I have a show that night. So I'm like, and then he goes, appreciate your patience, folks. First of all, don't appreciate. I'm not patient. I'm not happy. And so then he goes, but he starts with that every time. Then he kind of ad-libs. Uh-huh. So he goes, appreciate your patience. What was I going to say? we are going to go. I got a little paperwork up here. What paperwork? Do you need a printer? Who's doing paperwork in this day and age? Like they carry papers up. And he's like, I got an initial hard, 5 copies. So he does that lie. And then he goes, looks like we're going to push off. And then it's like, bub, 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 bub. What's going on? In 20 minutes, I don't know where we're going. We're just in circles. And then he goes, I appreciate your patience, folks. I guess there's a loose dog on the runway. So I'm just going to let off the gas. I'm not going to brake. We're just going to kind of coast and see what happens. I don't know. I get maybe got out of one of the cages. I'm like, does this guy work here? Like, and he's just stalling, and he goes, okay, I guess it's a teacup chihuahua. We just got some new information. We're 49th in line, and we do appreciate your patience, if I didn't mention that. And then he goes, so we're here. And then we're waiting in line, and then he goes, we got a little snafu up here, appreciate your patience. He swear to God, he goes, 8 out of our 9 computers are working. I'm flicking one. It is not working. He says, I feel like I don't know what that one does. Let's go back. We're going to just pop back. We've been out an hour, Rich. An hour. We're finally ready to... we're not buzzing back in 2 seconds. So he goes, we're going to go back and see if they can shake it around, see what happens. And I'm like, let's take a vote. 8 seems like a lot that work. Like, let's just go. What does that one even do? Does anyone know? So we go back, and then he goes, we're going to have you jump off for a second. Grab your stuff.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Grab your stuff. So I get up. We had to get another. Anyway, we made the show.
Oh, you did. So my follow-up to this, David, is would you feel better if the pilot's voice was irritated and matched your level of irritation? Would that have made you feel better?
Yeah, if he's a great question.
Instead of saying, we appreciate your patience, he's just like, I don't know what the hell's going on around here, man.
These people, you
come up here and talk to them because what I'm saying, they're not, you know, like, what if it sounded like exasperated and upset and it matched it?
When we had to go
better?
Back, he was not up here. He was down here. He goes, appreciate your patience. Like, he could tell, like, this was bad news. Looks like...
Because you're waiting for that good news. Hey, good news, we're all clear. That ninth computer...
Well, that ninth computer, I flicked it, I turned it on and off, and that's kind of all I know. So that's not working. Plug it in, plug it out. So see, yeah, anyway, they are it is fun, the road. I'm going to Ohio, and I'm going to three cities.
Okay.
Did you know there was three cities in Ohio? I'm going to all of them.
Wow.
There's Cincy.
Okay.
Where my mom's from. Mm-hmm. There's Cleveland.
And Columbus, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Interesting. Yes. Newark.
Newark, Ohio.
That one's, I think, sold out already. Yeah, Newark, Ohio. Oh. But I'm excited because
okay.
I'm doing the old hat trick.
You are.
In Ohio. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's
very
great.
Good.
I go to these cities that I wouldn't normally go to, and it's fun. Okay. I saw you at the Combine when I was in Indiana.
You really? Sure did. What was your impression of the Combine when you went? Because I saw you went down to the field.
You dialed me, and you let me go down the field. And
Did I see you like you were chatting with Sean Payton at one point or something
I saw Scataboo.
Okay.
From ASU.
That's right. You're an Arizona State.
Because I've
missed
you. Right. 9 credits, you know, whatever. Still, something doesn't even show up on the radar. No, I'm 120 credits short of graduating, but might pick it up this summer. But I wanted to say hi to him because he's from there, and then I just walked out. But you know the thing was that I didn't tell you?
Okay.
I was quietly being scouted. I didn't tell you this because I'm walking, and they can just tell by where they walk, like I got some game. They're like, and I just see everyone's looking at me. I'm like, okay. And then they're like, oh, look at those quads. I'm just hearing things, you know?
Yeah.
And then I do the tires just for fun, just to goof around, and everyone's like, scribbling on their clipboard.
Yeah.
And then, because they can, like they said, oh, he's like a gazelle. I don't even know what that means. Just the way I was running. And then, but I wasn't doing it to get attention. I was just doing
the
stretch, you know, because I'm on the road. And then Brian Dable
yes.
gave
yeah,
me
yeah.
his card.
Coach of the Giants?
Gave I don't know. Card? I didn't look. I just said, I'll take your card. But I'm not here for business stuff, you know.
Well, he's the one who drafted Scadabo.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, maybe he was asking
you. Oh, all the pieces
you...
are fitting. Oh, because maybe he wants a buddy there with him.
Maybe.
Because I did say hi to him.
He was there the day you were, but he didn't do anything.
Just browsing?
He was just browsing. He was just
You want to do the tires? Just looking.
He was okay. just browsing. That's what he was doing, which
bit
is
him
part
in the
of
ass
the problem.
A little bit, yeah.
Which was part of the problem.
Yeah. He goes, I might do the javelin later. I'm like, I don't know if you know where you are. Well, this is not the decathlon. Anyway, but that's good.
That was your impression of the Combine.
Shadour's on the TV right
now. He is, in fact, on the on another
that
television.
But the Combine was fun.
Yes.
It was fun talking to you.
It was great.
Who was the guy that had a shirt with the picture of me, Farley, and Saint Laurent? He came in after.
Oh, he was doing impressions, wasn't he? Yeah. It was, oh, God.
That was Joey Molinaro.
Yeah, it was Joey Molinaro, yeah. That's
and he
who
had
it was.
That old, there's
oh,
a
that's who
shirt
was, yes.
they sell on Instagram of a picture of us in the hallway at SNL.
Yeah, Joey did some impressions of coaches after you left.
You know what's good about that shirt?
Sure.
That me, Farley, and Sandler don't make a penny. I don't know if that's the best thing about it, but it's so funny to have something like, I have merch, and I go, hey, what if I do this Joe Dirt thing? They go, license, we can't use a picture of your face. I go,
yeah.
Can you just picture my own face?
Yeah.
And they're scared of that legally. And then there's all these things out there. But, you know, someone's making money.
Are you in the new Happy Gilmore?
No, I'm not. I'm excited about
it,
though.
What the hell?
I remember, you know.
Happy... I know you weren't in the original, but I mean, we've got to get
you. No, I was in the original. And I would hopefully do, maybe we'll do another Grown Ups. That would be fun because it's a great way to see those guys, you know, and hang out for
right.
a while. I see them nights at a time, you know, like dinners and stuff, but it would be fun to go hang out again. And I think Happy Gilmore 2 will be great. I hear good things from not Adam, other people like that have seen
yeah.
screenings and stuff. So I'm excited. I really like the first one.
I'm looking forward to it too. Was Sandler in that first class with Farley too? Or was he with you? Did you come in together? Was he there first?
You know, Rob Schneider and I were in, we came in late and we did 4 shows as writers.
Yes.
Then they took a break. And Dennis Miller says, these 4 shows, Spud, you better get something on or, you know, they don't need dead weight around here.
That's what he said to you.
Yeah, I go, geez. Also, when I did my audition, he goes, I was going on stage. They're all at Catch Rising Stars, some, you know, comedy club. It's probably 20 regular people, 15 SNL people. I'm obviously in over my head. I'm like, I'm just a middle act. I'm not even a headliner. I'm like, so I got my little crummy jokes and then Dennis comes back. Here's his pep talk. Okay, Spudley, here we go. listen, don't kill too hard. It's a red flag. I go. He goes, they'll think you're some polished road hack. I go, so don't do good. And they're like, and 3, 2. I go out there. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't do good. This is all I've heard. So I took the advice. I did not do well. I don't know. I think what happens is it's a tough crowd anyway, and they hired me only because I looked, or my jokes, they liked the writing of them, which I see that now because I can watch to see if somebody has any game. Being in stand-up for this long, it doesn't mean I'm good at it, but when I watch people, I can go one joke, it's lucky, two jokes, okay, they got something. Like I can tell quickly, like in any profession.
Sure.
So that's what they were doing. How did you write this? What is the thought process? Would you fit in our machine? And so that worked out. And then, yeah, I don't even answer your question. Then the summer, I come back, there's Rock and Farley. Then a few shows later, Adam comes.
Damn.
So then that was a great run.
And you guys all gravitated away.
Because we were sort of newer. And listen, the competition there, which is competition. I mean, it's not, we all get along, but it's like, you know, the quarterback room. You know what I mean? You you want to get along.
Who else was in there now? Was it Phil Hartman? And
yes, you, Phil. I mean,
Dana Carvey, who you're doing your pod with
right
now.
Every single person is better. Yeah. Dana, who I do the podcast. I mean, I'm not even joking. Like, I was like doing jokes, but like Dana's like a monster impersonator and can write, and Mike Myers is a genius. Yeah. And then there's also just Sandler, Farley, all those guys. Conan was there writing. Bob Odenkirk was writing. Jack Handy, Greg Daniels.
Damn.
So many great people, and you're trying. I'm more of a writer at this point, so I have to compete with that stuff. And it was very hard just to get a sketch that did not reek up the room at read through, because I read about 45 sketches,
right?
And you know when people go, like when it bombs, like who wrote that? You know. So I would rather just the first year I go, let me just get one that does okay, and then try to get them on. It was too hard, but it was a great run. Dennis Miller was still there, Kevin Nealon. I mean, all these people. So they slowly went off, and then we stayed for a while. And then when Adam and Chris left, I left. I left 1 year later.
Well, I love stories like this. And we love Farley stories in particular here on the show. One last one to throw in your direction. This photograph was apparently taken at a Super Bowl party. Rob Lowe said that he was at this party.
Did you bring up Rob Lowe again?
No, I mean, he mentioned this. Those were the two Farley stories he told when he was here the last time. One of them was this, and the other one is that he took a cat and put it between two parts of a bun and acted like he was eating it. And John Lovitz heard it and had the photograph and posted it.
And John Lovitz, yes. I think Lovitz and my manager, Gervitz, shared a beach house in Malibu. And they would hang out. But he was always doing stuff like this. This is hilarious. And the fact that he got a picture of it is great. I've seen this picture and I love it. And no cats were hurt, one was eaten.
Well, he is eating the bread portion.
Yes,
we should make mention to the radio audience is listening. He's not eating the cat.
You know? But it really sums up like a funny bit to do when no one's doing bits.
It's a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, everyone's just eating.
Everyone's just watching the game out. And eating.
And he goes in, hey, meow. Watch this bit. Everyone's like, wait, what's going on? And then hilarious. Yeah. That's just so funny. So
the
great.
Best. My so great. Best.
Yeah. But Rob Lowe, your precious Rob Lowe.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. I just got my producer just got in my ear. Mike Hoskins says it was Ed O'Neill who told the story.
Oh,
Ed O'Neill right about that. Said
yeah,
that.
Right about oh, yeah. I think maybe Ed was there because Ed's a client of our manager, Gervitz.
Another Gervitz guy.
Love Ed O'Neill.
Look at this.
No, it's all funny.
Yeah, I don't mean to bring up Rob again because I don't want to, you know, get into a fight. You know what I mean?
Because you and I will have problems.
I don't want to have problems.
No, Rob is great. I see Rob a lot, actually. Rob's rich, man.
Man, the Fly on the Wall podcast you do with Dana Carvey. Awesome, man. Just great conversations you have. Great guests, great memory lengths.
Dana's funny on that thing. Dana is always, it's a good back and forth, and he's good go to it. He can do, we had Larry David on, and Larry David was laughing so hard at Dana. Dana was just, he goes, just do more impressions. He just kept telling him, and Dana was on fire. So yeah, that thing is fun to do. I love it, and my pants are ripped at the bottom. Thanks for not saying that.
No, I can't see. Don't worry
about
it.
It's been a rough ride since Just Shoot Me.
It's all good, man. Just Shoot Me.
Things are going south.
David Spade, Dandelion, available now for streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime Video here on Roku. DavidSpade.com for tour dates. You're going to be in Burbank coming up, just this very week coming up on Burbank.
That's what we're
next
plugging.
Monday. Oh, no, that's what I got here. And you and Nikki Glaser are going to be in Vegas together. That's a must see.
Next weekend. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. We do that a bunch.
Awesome. She's fantastic. Unreal, yeah. She's
such a fun weekend because I get to, you know, we just get to hang out a little bit and, And then I go back on the road solo after that. But yeah, come see me on the road and watch the jokes. And Dandelion is pretty funny. I watched it on mute last night. It was all right. I just turned it on so I get a click.
Because you know what you're saying. Everyone else should just.
I still laugh, though.
Watch it with the sound up. DavidSpade.com for tour dates. Fly on the Wall with Dana Carvey. Most recent podcast a couple weeks ago. Rob Lowe was on. So
Rob Lowe was on,
just
yeah.
one more gratuitous mention of Rob.
Yeah, we talked about Hollywood and how trying to get Hollywood back in Hollywood.
Okay, fine. And we have to do that. I agree.
Did we go to a commercial already? Or are we still?
Oh no, we're about to. We're about to. But thank
can't
you.
Tell.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought, because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. During the filming of The Outsiders, you turned 18 and the other boys in the cast pranked you by trashing your hotel room by saran wrapping the toilet and spraying fire extinguishers into the room. Is that a true story?
Absolutely true. It was like, that was my college experience. I was turning 18. It would have been the equivalent of going away from home for the first time. And that's my fraternity. Those guys are my frat brothers.
What a shot into that into this seven day. Across, man. Same. Jeez, yeah. Look at that.
It's a good group.
Look how tough Tom Cruise is trying to look in that photo.
Dude, Tom Cruise was such a baller. He was probably one of my closest friends, and he was so great. And I always looked up to him, and he always had these cool things that he would come up with. And I remember he was the first guy that ever came up with this conceit of tightening the titles of the movies he was in to make them sound badass.
Like
he did this, you know, the football movie, All the Right Moves?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, when I was making Moves, and I was like, he's a badass.
That's a baller.
It's so baller. But then, you know, it was a problem when he'd be like, yeah, when I was making Cocktail, it was kind of a, you know, and okay. I liked
No. Oh. The other one's no good either.
It was long.
Yeah, when I was in Tail.
When I was in Tail, you can't do it either way.
Can't do it either way. Yeah. It's no good.
When I was making
So you'd go like Wing? Is that what you do when you did TV?
Right, no, when I was doing West.
When you were in West.
You know, when Marty Sheen and I were doing West.
You know, on the set of Boy, me and Chris Farley.
No, yeah, when I was on a Boy. In Oxford Blues, sets up just blues.
See, it's important to choose. If you choose the wrong one, it's not as good.
There's always one that's cooler. Like, which is, like when I was doing Recreation,
yeah,
doesn't it? But if I'm doing Parks,
right,
instead of Parks,
you did Parks.
Yeah, man, Amy Poehler and I in Parks, we laughed all the time. On Parks.
On the set of Wayne, I was just, you know.
And by the way, you want to talk about Tom Cruise, too. This was the fact that blew our minds when the last Mission Impossible came out, and he was running all over
amazing.
London.
Those
right?
are the
and
best
like
movies
a,
ever.
On like a broken ankle that had just
amazing.
Healed or whatever. Is that he is right now the age in these movies doing this that Wilford Brimley was during Cocoon. That's a fact.
That is.
That's boom, like mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. It's.
I don't know what it is. What makes it mind blowing is that Tom Cruise is doing that at that age, or Wilford Brimley was really that young in Cocoon.
I did a movie with Wilford Brimley. He was the first great character actor I ever worked with. It was a movie called Hotel New Hampshire. What are we doing on that one?
So when you did Hampshire?
No.
No.
When I was doing Hampshire, Lane.
It's better than Hotel. No. When you did Hotel.
How about just when I was doing New?
When you did New, right?
When I was doing New.
Camp.
When I was working on New with Brimley.
We could have done that for a half an hour.
All day. All day.
We should get Rob Lowe back just to do that and only that alone. You know?
Just run down his IMDb and just figure out which one's cooler.
Just do it. Or Cruises.
Even
you know,
better, even better.
When I was doing Rain,
Chris is a mad crush on Rob Lowe.
Susie Schuster is here.
Man crush on Rob Lowe. Who doesn't?
Everyone has a crush on Rob Lowe.
Who doesn't?
I'd like to change the subject now.
Let's talk about Rob Lowe. Let's go right back to that, shall we?
Women's sports now, everybody.
Hi.
The latest
I'm back.
Episode.
Day three.
You're day three.
I'm in makeup longer than I'm on the show, but that is okay. I'm here for it. Hey, Christopher, how are you?
Hey. Susie.
How are you? Hi, Teej.
How's your mother?
What up, Suze?
Hi, Philly.
Hi, Suze.
Radio audience is returning in just a few seconds. And then
you
we're
guys
gonna,
have
got to
take this seriously. I'm down on the 405 for this
reason. We were great yesterday. We were great yesterday.
It was better.
Our training camp for Celebrity Family Feud rolls on. Susie Schuster is here. We even have a Smitch created a graphic. Harder Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For our Celebrity Family Feud preparations here.
Yep. Okay,
very good.
These are great. The music.
Chris, you have a little bit of a weird look on your face.
I'm wearing the same shirt.
You are.
That's true.
Hey.
Not great.
Hey.
All right. Turn down the music a
focus,
little bit.
Guys.
Little
come
bit,
on.
Because we got to focus.
Lock in.
Del Tufo wasn't here yesterday. We did better. I don't want to point that out too much.
Yes.
But, Suze, you have three more
I've got
games.
Three more.
Okay. TJ's going to go first this time.
Top four answers on the board.
Four.
Four. Besides chicken, name a bird people eat. TJ?
I'm sorry.
That's right.
But what are you laughing about? You've got to answer.
Can we get a timeout?
No.
Hey, I looked at Rich and said something funny.
There are no timeouts in Family Feud.
Your problem.
Today.
This is what I got to work on a minute, please. We have to work through this. It's your problem. Is you try to entertain instead of playing the game.
I wasn't trying to entertain.
That's why you wound up with a ping pong table as a parting gift.
Which, by the way, I said I will take off your hands. Where is it?
All right. Like, Susie, I'm sorry. Can we start again, please?
Besides chicken, name a bird people eat.
Oh, my God.
Quail.
Quail?
What is happening?
Quail, number four, 7 points.
It's going to steal. It's going to be stolen in 2 seconds.
It's on the board.
I had to think middle of the mall to give that answer.
No, you don't.
You
don't
guys,
use
this
that
is
as an
so
excuse.
Easy.
Jay, go for
Belly.
It.
I was going to say dove.
Oh, my God.
What are you guys doing?
What the hell? Thanksgiving, for Christ's sake.
Are you
Jesus.
Come on. Turkey, number one answer, 64 points. Anybody want to go 2 and 3?
No, we're going to go through.
I would say hen.
Hen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you're mad at me?
Cornish hen.
By the way.
Nobody eats a Cornish hen outside of Boston.
Two strikes. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
TJ.
What about you?
I did. I said turkey.
Turkey.
He said turkey.
No, I did.
He said.
Oh, he said dove. That's right.
Dove.
God, stinks.
What the hell is happening? We are in deep trouble. TJ hasn't even answered. We've been tap dancing.
Dan is
going to
wipe your faces in this.
All right, what's the final answer?
No, these either.
Duck.
Turkey was pheasant for 12?
Pheasant.
Come on, you guys.
Hen and pheasant are the same.
No, they're definitely not the same bird.
A Cornish game hen is not the same as a pheasant.
My answer was on the board.
Focus, you guys. Ready? Here we go.
Yes, but if you're starting, you give them three chances to steal. And turkey's on the board, the most obvious answer.
But they wouldn't have got the rest of them, though.
All right.
But we need to do one answer is easier to get, guys. Let's
You're
pass.
Up first now, Felly, and let's
get the
focus,
number one
guys.
Answer.
I'm beginning
Lock
to get
in.
Pissed.
Uh-oh, he's a big idiot. All right, guys. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to get away from. Four answers on the board.
Jay? Her husband.
Yeah, get away from Santa.
Yeah, no kidding. Number two, 31 points for that.
All right, so it's now me?
Yeah.
To get away from the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying elves, number three, 29. You guys, number one and number four still on the board.
The weather. It's cold.
It's cold. Number one, 33 points. There's one left, TJ. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to get away from.
The reindeer.
You got it, the reindeer.
All right, guys.
We're back.
I just wish Jay had gotten the number one answer, but other than that, we're nitpicking. We got them all. We cleared the board.
I would have thought Santa would have been number one, though. Like,
yeah, I thought Santa would have been number one. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, you got to live in the moment. Take the win.
Thanks. You know what? I got to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
I do. But it's just, you know, Let's focus.
Get a stop and smell the fuse.
We'll just clean the board.
Like, top six answers on the board.
All right, six.
I go first.
Yikes, this one's okay.
Felly, turn it down a little bit.
Name an activity that requires using your lips.
Whistling.
Number three, 7 points. Bunch more on the list. Thank God, dude. I really appreciate it.
Talking.
Talking number two.
Oh, no, no, we know what number one is. Go for it.
I'm going to say smooching.
Number one answer, 56 points. We still have three left on the board. Jay?
Drinking from a straw. Drinking.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
But both?
I had it wrong.
You just accidentally hit the right one.
Oh, no. No drinking?
Wrong? No, okay, so no drinking. Okay, great.
Name an activity that requires using your lips.
I would go... So no drinking, huh?
Nope.
Using your lips is eating. What? So this says no?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Blowing up a balloon.
Wow. Nope.
Suze?
Putting on lipstick?
I'm going to let TJ try one more time.
Putting on lipstick?
Nope. Singing with 4 points.
What? Singing?
Playing the flute or the horn.
Oh, yeah.
Or licking your lips with 2. Just saying.
With what?
You guys have to think licking down. Licking your lips with... Think down.
Okay.
I thought that was quail. Dumb.
Quail.
That was really bad.
Quail. On the board, Rich. Quail. On the board.
I don't know, guys.
Okay.
We got... This is without Mike.
But hold on. Here's the other thing. They're not getting these either.
No, of course not.
So
you don't think so?
I think we're in good shape.
Do you think they're practicing? Let's get some more.
I don't know if they're
practicing. No.
That's it? Just three?
We're done. That's all we have graphically supported. That's
Coach,
we
need more than three reps.
Sorry. We have the home version for the weekend.
Yeah, this is the home version.
And then we're back on Monday.
Okay.
You guys, I am so not coming here on Monday to do this.
Steph Curry didn't make his first three-pointer off the bat.
Who's your money is going to do it with us?
I think O'Shea can come early.
Okay, there you go. Damn it.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.